For the next few minutes on the show, we're going to spend some time with actress Katie Melea and her online series, Almost Asian, which struck a personal chord with Christina Quinn.
I don't even remember how I stumbled upon the YouTube series Almost Asian. One very probable scenario could have involved my looking up obscure Japanese music albums and then getting diverted by some recommendation that popped up because it was Asian-related. Whatever it was, I fell down a rabbit hole that led me to Almost Asian, a really funny scripted series about a half-Japanese actress navigating show business in Los Angeles.
So how are they your parents again?
I have all the Caucasian genes, and I have all the Japanese genes.
Oh, okay. That adds up.
I watched every episode, and each one touched on things I've encountered or have had internal conversations with myself about. And I thought, oh my goodness, I have found my half-Japanese sister from another mister. I have to talk to her. Why did you set out to make this series?
I set out to make the series because I really wanted to dig into what I was experiencing, particularly in this industry, when it's so much about what you look like. I felt so stuck in between, so I created the series in a way for me to find my identity and my voice and really be able to laugh at the experiences that I've been going through.
Katie says growing up in Orange County with her brother and half-Japanese cousins, being mixed was no big deal. She and her brother even had a garage punk band called None of the Above. Being mixed was cool, but that all changed when she turned 18 and started going to auditions.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a positive thing growing up. And then when I began auditioning, it became a very negative thing. In the world of commercials, it's a very positive thing because you can play to two different demographics. But in the world of theatrical and when they're specifically looking for a Japanese role or an Asian role, you're just, I personally, I don't look Japanese. A lot of people are very surprised that I am. So it became a very negative thing.
Which brings us to one of my favorite episodes of Almost Asian. You're sitting in the waiting room for an audition, and
right,
you're surrounded by women who appear to be completely Asian, Asian American,
mm-hmm,
and there's you, and, you know, you don't really look like them. So you,
right,
you go into the bathroom, and you put tape on the corners of your eyes,
yes,
putting your hair in pigtails. And then she goes into the casting director's room and tries out for what appears to be a rather melodramatic role in an exaggerated Japanese accent.
Together, you show me.
Okay. Stop. What are you doing?
Oh.
So at first, she's too Asian. She has this thick foreign accent, and the casting director is clearly exasperated. But then the tape starts coming off of Katie's face, and she's caught trying to reapply it.
I'm sorry to have to tell you that you're just not ethnic enough to play her.
But I'm Japanese.
No.
All the other girls out there are Chinese and Korean.
Exactly. We need full Asian.
That's not a proud moment, and I will say that I have never done that in real life, so I have wanted to. So by a negative experience, I mean that I'm ashamed of these feelings that I have wanted to act out on and do terrible things like try and dress more stereotypical or tape my eyelids. I mean, these are horrible, offensive things that when you're stuck in between, I so desperately want to be identified. So when I say a negative thing, it's that embracing of this stereotype. It's playing that up. It's code switching for the need to belong.
And that's part of what makes Almost Asian so good. Katie plays with the elasticity of stereotypes and how even she is tempted to bend them in her favor so she can land a gig. But she doesn't. Instead, she calls herself out and brings everyone else down with her.
I was nervous to go into that territory for sure, but it also came from a very true place of I've wanted to go into auditions and been like, you know what? Oh, you want the stereotype Asian? Then I'm going to give it to you.
Full throttle.
Yeah, absolutely.
She tells me she's done everything. She's dyed her hair black, flat ironed it, stayed out of the sun. She's done everything she could do to look more Japanese, but she could never pass. I can easily relate. I look as white as the driven snow.
You know, people have asked me directly if I've ever considered dyeing my hair black so I would look more Asian, which I have.
Right.
Which I've also just thought was a strange question.
Right. When I was starting out acting, I had someone in my career who told me, she said, you know, you would probably work a lot more if you changed your last name to your mom's maiden name. So when she goes, well, then you would be called in. So they would know that you're Japanese, and also minorities are, they're trending. That's so brilliant, but that's also so wrong. I thought about it for a hot second.
Katie describes her series Almost Asian as a form of therapy to address her adult-onset identity issues. In another episode, a bunch of women, their models of mixed race, are sitting in a room talking. The sign taped to the door says ethnically ambiguous group therapy. Each woman in the circle starts opening up about her plight.
Growing up in Kentucky, all the kids made fun of me.
Same. They mocked my hair, my height. My sense of self was definitely lost at a young age.
Don't you all feel like it's so difficult to be accepted and to...
To belong?
Yeah.
Oh, let it out, Imani. I'm just grateful I'm not alone, you know? We don't have to struggle anymore.
No, we don't.
It's hard to feel bad for these women because it's like, oh, they're all gorgeous. Like, their life isn't that bad, right? It can't be that bad. And then it rolls right into the punchline and the camera, you know, cuts to this other woman.
Oh, but wait a minute. We haven't even heard from you yet.
Yeah. What's your story?
My great-grandmother was raped and murdered during partition in India by the British Raj, and then my grandfather traveled to Thailand on foot. And although we've been there for three generations, and they call us Kak, which colloquially means the guest that's overstayed their welcome, it's like the N-word. And I'll never get my nationality, because I'm brown.
And then there's an awkward pause.
Well, I lost Miss Orange County 3 years in a row.
Yeah, the juxtaposition is very thick.
The episode sure puts things in perspective. There are problems, and then there are problems. And Katie Malia wants you to think about them.
I want to talk about the experience of what it's really like not fitting in into a country and into a culture. When you feel culturally Thai, but you don't look it, and you can't even get your Thai passport or your Thai nationality.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that you're brown, I want to talk about that.
It's clear that Katie has no qualms about making fun of herself as she paddles down this river of self-discovery. She doesn't hold back, and she doesn't plan to. Malia's currently working on a half-hour pilot of Almost Asian. She wants to broaden the scope of the show, and she hopes someplace like Netflix will pick it up. No matter what happens, she says she's finding her voice.
Because I didn't. I didn't think it mattered. I just wanted to blend in. That's all I wanted to do. I can't speak for the full Asian community. I can't speak for the full white. I'm on my own path. And when I hear from people like you, who is half Japanese, saying, oh, I totally relate to this, it's like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be.
For The World, Christina Quinn.